I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. Sparta won a high school girls soccer match at Richland Center 2-1 last night. It was a back-and-forth game with multiple chances for both teams to find the back of the net. Sparta struck first when Addison Kent scored on a deflection at 29 minutes. 4 minutes later, Richland Center was able to hit the back of the net.
Anderson on the right side keeps it in bounds. Centering it, Hornets get it around a couple of defenders, trying to get it inside. There's a little pop-up over the goalie's head and in. And the Hornets score and tie it up here. That ball just popped over the keeper's head and went into the net for Richland Center, and they score to even it up. It is an eventful first half here, so RC scores, and that's Rowan May who helped out from the midfield spot and ties it up.
Richland Center sophomore Rowan May scored from inside the 18 off a pass from Bryn Anderson. The 1-1 tie was the score at halftime. 10 minutes into the second half, Sparta would take the lead for good on an unassisted goal from Brenna Johnson. The Hornets had chances in the later minutes of the game, but could not connect. Shots on goal and keeper saves were very even during this competitive non-conference game. Following the 2-1 loss, Richland Center is now 2-8 for the season. They'll return to league play on Thursday at Prairie du Chien. Sparta improved to 3-6-2 overall with the win. Mount Horeb edged Dodgeville Mineral Point 4-3 in girls soccer, and Portage Poinette over Wisconsin Heights Barneveld 6-4. In area softball last night, it was Ithaca Weston getting the win 10-3 over Lafarge. J.C. Maxwell, the winning pitcher, giving up 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and striking out 7. Jaden Boland was 2-for-4 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. J.C. Maxwell, 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Autumn McBain, 2-for-4 with an RBI. And Emma Hilby, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. Also in softball last night, Southwestern over Riverdale 12-10, Fenimore 19-1 over Darlington in 5 innings, Portage 11, Dodgeville 3. It was Bangor 10-0 over Oneewoke Center in 6 innings, and Royal 2-1 over Brookwood. In baseball action, it was Ithaca getting a win against Lafarge 20-0. Also in the Ridge and Valley, DeSoto 11 and North Crawford 1. And Weston claimed victory over Kickapoo. That final score was 6-1. In that game, Isaac Jennings got the win on the mound, pitching 3 2/3 innings, allowing no runs on 1 hit, 6 strikeouts, and no walks. Trevor Westfall in relief, throwing 3 1/3, allowing no earned runs on 2 hits and 2 strikeouts, and no walks. 14 hits on the night for the Silver Eagles. Isaac Jennings, 3-for-4 with a double and an RBI and 2 runs scored. Blake Bingham, 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. William Johnsrud, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Brady Westfall, 2-for-5 with a run scored. Trevor Westfall, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Ross Allball, Eli Jennings, Gavin Cast all had a hit apiece as well, as Weston logged the victory. Elsewhere in action from baseball, Dodgeville with a win against Southwestern 4-0. Belmont 14, Iowa Grant 4. It was Hillsboro 16, Mauston 6 in 6 innings. A victory for Seneca over Wazika Steuben 8-6, and River Ridge 9-1 over Pecatonica. Viroqua hosted the Blackhawk Track Invitational yesterday. On the girls' side, West Salem won the event. They scored 131, Bangor second with 106, Viroqua third, Westby fourth, Kickapoo Lafarge was fifth, Richland Center seventh out of the 14 teams enrolled. Also in the boys' activity yesterday, West Salem 111, Richland Center second with 90, Kickapoo Lafarge 88.5 finished third. Viroqua was fourth. Brookwood was fifth. Also, Hillsboro was seventh among the 14 teams that were a part of the tournament yesterday. We recap some for the Richland Center Hornets. First of all, a couple of relay teams did well. The 4x8 relay team for Richland Center finished in the top 5. Lacey Allball, Rachel Waterfall, Adeline Lawless, and Grace Fretz. And the boys' 4x8 relay team finished first with a time of 8:31.63. Ryan Stadler, Kiernan Culver, Harrison Carpenter, and Robert Button ran that for RC. Also yesterday, individually, Duncan Harper was second in the 100-meter dash. Owen Dreyer with a second place in the 1600 with a time of 4:33. Charlie Bailey with a fourth place in the 400. Robert Budden was first in the 400 with a time of 51:24. Duncan Harper first in the 300 hurdles, a time of 41:46. Pearl Fretz third in the 800. Also in the 800-meter run for boys, Owen Dreyer second place, 207.86 was his time. The girls' 200-meter dash, Charlie Bailey took third. 3,200-meter run, Kiernan Culver was third, Ryan Stadler fourth. In the high jump, Danica Pauls was fifth. Danica was second in pole vault with a 10.6 vault. Chloe Hying was fifth as well in pole vault. For the boys, Devin Woodhouse, first place with 14 feet. His vault yesterday, the senior taking first, and it was Pippa Ewing, fourth in the long jump. Duncan Harper, second in the boys' long jump competition yesterday at Viroqua. Many teams will be involved in the upcoming Boscobel Sparky Reynolds invite happening later this week. On the schedule today in baseball, Richland Center is at North Crawford. There is softball action. The Hornets will be hosting Dodgeville, looking for revenge after losing to Dodgeville the first time around in the conference. We'll have the game today on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with a pregame around 4:50. For Ithaca today, JV baseball at Dodgeville against Dodgeville. Weston baseball has varsity action today at DeSoto. Riverdale will be in action in baseball at Iowa Grant. And in softball, the Chieftains host Kickapoo. There is track and field action for the Chieftains and multiple teams at Darlington this afternoon. The Brewers will host the San Diego Padres for the start of a three-game series tonight. San Diego is tied for first place in the National League West with the Dodgers after splitting four games with the Cardinals. Milwaukee is riding high after a sweep of the weekend series against the Yankees. Right-hander Brandon Sprout seeks his first Major League career victory in his sixth start of the season. Yesterday, it was San Francisco 9-3 over the Dodgers in the National League. In the American League, Baltimore 3-2 over the Yankees, Cleveland 7, the Angels 2, Tampa Bay 8-5 over Toronto, Seattle 3, and Houston 1. And Arizona edged Texas by a score of 1-0. Ross Colton and Parker Kelly each scored their first goals of the postseason in the third period for Colorado as the Avalanche snapped back from a mid-series lull and beat Minnesota's Wild 5-2 in Game 4 to take a 3-1 lead in the second round of the NHL playoffs. Packers coaches think they may have found a gem in the third round of the 2026 NFL Draft. Defensive tackle Chris McClellan of Missouri was selected with a 77th pick. At the time, analysts said that was a reach after Green Bay traded up to get him. The 6'4", 313-pounder has been impressive in the Packer rookie minicamp. Coaches say McClellan showed a quick grasp of the game, and he could give the defense the run stopper it needs while adding to the pass rush at the same time. The Badgers softball team has earned an at-large bid to this year's NCAA tournament. Wisconsin will play in the regional hosted by the Texas Longhorns. Texas is the favorite, but Coach Yvette Healy's team is favored in its first game against Baylor. The Badgers carry a 32-19 record after making it to the semifinals of this year's Big Ten tournament. That is an update on sports for a Tuesday morning. I am Phil Neve.